I think the message I'm giving to Chelmsford and across Essex is that there is a need for citizens, for people to take responsibility in terms of caring for their community. Often people say, it's not my problem, it's the police, it's the health, it's the education. But actually what I'm saying to them, all of us as citizens have a moral responsibility to reach out, to care for people, the weak, the vulnerable, and particularly those who get themselves in a very tricky situation in our society. And we must ask ourselves, what can I do? What can we do together to ensure that everyone is cared for across Chelmsford?
That's a pretty brave thing to say, isn't it? Because most people would want to make sure they're locked up behind their door, afraid of what they see as increasing knife and gun crime.
You know, it's interesting because we have street pastors who are 78, 81. In fact, 2 years ago, the oldest street pastor was 91 years of age. And when she went out there, and when they go out, they meet young people. And, you know, the young people gravitate towards them. And they sort of listen to them. And, you know, often they've got mascara on their shirts. Young boys are talking to them. Because many young people today, they haven't got the nans, the granddads, the relationships that they are so often looking for. In fact, there was a study done, but they asked young people, what is the, you know, the most important thing for you? What is it that you most would cherish? And to the amazement, it wasn't the game, the mobile phone, the computer. It was, you know, conversation with adults. And I think that that's a key factor. Young people, this generation, are starved of conversation with adults.
So do the street pastors then give these young people something of a model to look up to and to get on with when they meet them on the streets on a Friday and Saturday night?
They do, because they see grandma, they see grandpa, they see, you know, that person thinking, mate, what are you doing? The most asked question is, who are you? And they're always amazed that the church is out there. They say, mate, you're a bit late for church, aren't you? Or a bit early for church, aren't you? And second is they say, which church are you from? And incredible, because we're from different churches, Anglican, Methodist, Baptist, Pentecostal, you name it, we're there. And then they say, do you get paid for this, mate? And when we say we don't, I can't repeat what they say, but it's very colourful language. And then they say, mate, you're a legend, because they can't believe you do this in the rain, in the cold, in the snow, and you do it for nothing. And you know what that does for them? That makes them feel that somebody cares. And out of that, you have all kind of conversation. Listen, I've broken up with my girlfriend. My mum and dad's having a hard time. I've got financial problems. And they just talk.
You set up the whole street pastor thing in Brixton quite a few years ago, and now you're seeing these springing up almost by the month across the country.
I think it's quite humbling. It's a very humbling experience. But it's also an exciting experience, because there are ordinary people coming together and they're saying, actually, you know, I don't want to just stay in church. I don't want to just stay in the sort of the club door and close my house. I actually want to be part of the solution. And so that is encouraging, that there are people out there who've caught it and says, actually, I've got something to contribute and I want to do it in a very practical and relevant way. I remember saying to myself, surely God hasn't just called me to gather woodworm in my posterior on a Sunday morning in church. Surely God's called me to be practical and to be relevant. And when I looked around and saw the amount of young people being stabbed, in fact, we've got a record in a number of young people, particularly in London now, who've been stabbed and murdered so far this year. And when I read these things and hear these things, I've got to pray, I've got to go to church, but I can't just say that's it. I can't wait for God to come and do something, because God's got me here and saying, and others say, go and do something. And so part of the solution, what we saw was actually we've got to go. And when we went out there, it was interesting because many of the people said, how comes? And they were using some very colourful language. It has taken the church so long.
How do you, though, tackle things like knife and gun crime?
We do. You'd be amazed how people talk to us about, you know, whether they're involving gang or deviance. We've also got an initiative called Word for Weapon, and we've put knife bins across London. And in the last 5 years, something like 13,000 knives, guns as well, we have collected across the capital. 13,000.
But yet, knife crime is still going up.
I think all of us knows that we have a problem that will not go away just today. This is a generational problem. And we've got to think long term. It's not just for the summer. It's not just for 1 year. It's a generational problem. We've got children. On my journey across the United Kingdom, children as young as 8 running with drugs for adults. We've got young people who feel socially disenfranchised. One guy said to me, nobody gives a damn about my life. So when you have young people in a generation feeling like this, it's a seedbed. It's a fertile ground for the knife, for the drugs, for the guns to flourish.
And your answer is what? Come to faith.
My answer is holistic. My answer is faith, because I believe that faith gives you hope. But the gospel is also holistic. You know, we've got to look at those hardcore problems, the education, the social environment, parenthood, is the father there, aspiration, employment. We can't just look at come to church, come to Jesus, he's going to take you to heaven. Salvation is going to start right here. That's why we believe in working with our various urban trinity partners. So it's the police, local authorities. It's about education, training, employment. It's all of these things, families. So that when we go, we're not just saying to people, I'm going to pray for you and God bless you. We could signpost them to where they could get help.